It's a warm day in September, and a crew is hard at work installing the first solar farm in East Central Illinois. On a nearly 21-acre site on the University of Illinois' South Farms, the crew is mounting close to 19,000 crystalline solar panels onto poles, some short and some tall. Norm Spooner is the project manager. He's with Phoenix Solar, which built the solar farm and will run it for the first 10 years, selling its electricity to the university.
You'll see one tall pole and one short pole, and that establishes the angle. When we put what's called a cartridge, that is a pre-assembled rack with three solar panels on it, we set that cartridge on a set of four poles. The long one is on the north side, the short one's on the south side, and that gives you your 20-degree angle that we need for facing the sun.
2 months later, the U of I solar farm is completed and online, delivering 5.87 megawatts of electricity per year for the Urbana campus, which means about 2% of the electricity used on the campus will be coming from the sun. But while the sun comes up every morning for free, this solar electricity won't be cheap. Due to upfront construction costs, the U of I will pay an additional $5.3 million spread out over the next 20 years for its solar power. Morgan Johnston says the extra cost is worth it. Johnston has been overseeing the solar farm project for U of I Facilities and Services. She says it's a step towards efforts to lower the university's dependence on fossil fuels under its Illinois Climate Action Plan.
We're finding that the solar panels, though, are getting cheaper and cheaper in the world. We're hopeful that over the next few years, solar PVs will be equivalent, at least, to conventional grid electricity.
Solar PVs are photovoltaic cells used in solar panels, and recent improvements have lowered the average cost of solar electricity by nearly 25% in the past year alone, according to the Solar Energy Industry Association. That's something that David Loomis has noticed. He's director of the Center for Renewable Energy at Illinois State University in Normal. Loomis says they're watching the U of I solar farm project with an eye towards building a similar installation at ISU someday. Loomis thinks solar could one day play a bigger role in the nation's energy portfolio.
Now we're less than 1% of our electricity is coming from solar. So if we think about having diversity in our electric generation mix, it would seem that solar has a much bigger role to play, and we could see a huge growth rate without it really being very high.
Loomis points to California, home of solar farm operator Phoenix Solar. California gets 5% of its electricity from solar energy, enough that the challenge there is how to quickly ramp up generation from other power plants at night when solar panels won't work. Nighttime is the big challenge facing solar power, and Loomis says while storage batteries have improved, they're not good enough to make solar panels a 24-hour energy source yet. But the U of I's Morgan Johnston says the campus solar farm will provide extra electricity at the right time of day for them.
With solar, it's creating the electricity at the same time that we're needing it. It's higher in the summer when it's warmer and we have more air conditioning going. It's off at night when the lights are off. So it's unlikely that storage is going to impact how we use solar.
After 10 years, ownership of the new U of I solar farm reverts from Phoenix Solar to the university. In 20 years, the upfront costs of the solar farm will have been paid off, and solar electricity from the facility will finally be a bargain. The warranty on the solar panels will expire at about that time, but they're expected to be functional for another 20 years after that. And by then, Johnston expects even better solar technology will be available, good enough, perhaps, to help the University of Illinois achieve its long-term climate action plan goal of carbon neutrality on campus by 2050. I'm Jim Meadows.